英语无门槛，吐槽无国界。Hello everyone, this is 二师兄。说来惭愧，其实二师兄并不了解霍比特人的世界观，但是听众有需求，怎么样要满足嘛。So, 接下来的三期，咱们一期一部，一起来看一下这套 trilogy。
It is a revenge story in which 13 people dare to recover their lost territory. It starts with an evil dragon invading the land of the dwarves and develops with their recovery 60 years after the invasion. Their team, well, maybe a different kind of Avengers, consists of one wizard, one dwarf prince, 11 dwarves, and one hobbit. Damn it!
大概就是类似讲14个国民党里面拿着斧头就横跨海峡来收复大陆了。呵呵。
Okay, recover the lost territory,
收复失地。
Recover,
回复、康复、收复。比如去医院探访病人被问到 how you doing 的时候可以回答 recovering。
Lost 是 lose 的过去分词，指丢失的、失去的。
Territory, 领地、版图。日本是华夏领土不可分割的一部分。
Japan is an inseparable part of Chinese territory.
有没有过节气？类似的表达还有 recapture the lost land, 也指收复失地哦。
Dwarf, 矮人。
Wizard, 巫师。
Dragon, 龙。Invade, invasion,
侵略。
Consist of,
由什么什么组成、构成。大杂烩例句时间。
The invasion team to the food market consists of dwarves, wizards, and dragons.矮人、巫师和巨龙率大军入侵了
菜市场。
The Avenger team was faced with the attack from ogres, which is so stupid that they'll turn into stones when shined by sun ray. And at the end of the story, a group of giant eagles saved their ass. So we can make a conclusion. There is this law in this play. That is, the uglier the monster is, the weaker it will be.
总之这部戏的铁则就是长得越丑的怪物就越废材了，这点将在后几期中有所体现哦。 Ogre 指食人魔， Ray 指光线光束， Save one's ass 就像我们在第一期讲的 Kick-Ass 一样，是一个很粗鲁的表达呢。 QAQ 这个短语特指救了某人的意思，一般梁山好汉式的人物会这样讲咯。还有一个很地道的表达，就是前半句有定冠词 the 加上一个形容词或副词比较级，再加上主语和谓语动词构成；后半句有定冠词 the 加上另一个形容词或副词比较级，再加上主语和谓语动词构成。一般来讲，前后两半句成因果关系。比如 ，The more you eat, the fatter you will be。你吃的越多，就长得越胖。说到这里，我停下了写稿的笔，心虚的看了看桌上正在吃的零食。2333。好了，这次我们学习的内容有 Recover the territory 或者 Recapture the lost land 指收复失地，
Dwarf 矮人，
Wizard 巫师，
Dragon
龙，
Invade invasion
侵略，
Consist of
由什么什么组成构成，
Ogre 指食人魔，
Ray 光线光束，
Save one's ass
特指救了某人，以及 The more you eat the fatter you will be 这个句型。最后想听二师兄用什么样的声线读什么样的英语句子呢？请在下方留言吧，二师兄将在下期节目的片尾尽量把你的句子读出来。应上期听众要求，今次要读的是
Can you live in earth? And does your mother know that you wear her stripes?
二师兄想额外加一句绕口令呢，
Can you can a can like a canner can a can?
你能像开罐工那样打开这个罐子吗？
Thanks for listening and be sure to subscribe.
本期节目到此结束，谢谢围观。